Are you ready for a travel adventure? How about an exciting trip to Venice or an exhilarating experience in Bangkok? Maybe you were more about a culinary adventure in Barcelona or just a relaxing day cruising the canals of Amsterdam. Join the Professor Travel as he invites you on an epic excursion, one that has you traveling the globe with him. Come and experience a world of culture, a world of history and architecture, a world of food and experiences to broaden your mind and save you time and money as you travel. Learn more, discuss more, travel more, and enjoy life more. And now your host, the Professor Travel.
Greetings, students, and welcome to this episode of The Professor Travel. I am your host, The Professor Travel, coming to you from Orange County, California. This is the website, the vlog, and the podcast that you come to in order to learn more about different travel destinations. This is where you come as a community in order to hopefully discuss more. We would hope that this inspires you to travel more and ultimately to enjoy life more. Now, you can reach me on a variety of different social media platforms, including but not limited to my website, which is at theprofessortravel.com, on YouTube, on Facebook, and now on TikTok. You can reach me at theprofessortravel. If you're an Instagrammer, you can find me there at the_professor_travel. If you're a Twitterer, then you can find me there at theprofessortr1. And then finally, if you're a blogger, you can find me on Blogspot at theprofessortravel.blogspot.com. Today, I would love to introduce you to our visiting professors. Today, we have Bradley O'Brien and Christoph Gutierrez O'Brien from Chad Cruisers. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for doing this for me. I really appreciate it. I know my students are going to appreciate it as well. So thank you again for you both being here.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, so my students are not as familiar with you. So let's share a little bit about you. Can you tell us a little bit about your credentials, whether it's educational background or some of the places that you've traveled before?
We're just two guys, married couple from Toronto, Canada, and we have a passion for traveling, be it by cruise ship or by road trip or even just train rides.
But mostly cruise ships.
Cruising is our favorite. Yeah.
Cruising is the most fun.
That's one of my favorites. My partner and I, I've been cruising for many years, but he just started cruising since 2017. And ever since then, it's been like, okay, he's addicted. I'm good. We're good. So now we're really getting into it. So for my students that are out there, and again, thank you both for being part of this. For my students that are out there, we're going to discuss their YouTube channel, which is called Chad Cruisers, which is a combination of their two names. We're going to talk about what it is. We're going to talk about how many countries you guys have been to. And we're going to talk about the types of content that you guys do, as well as some favorite tips you want to share with my students. So again, thank you so much for doing that. But so that we can be more familiar with you, can you guys tell us a little bit about who you guys are and why travel is such a passion for the two of you?
So I'm Brad, or Bradley. I was born here in Toronto, Canada, born and raised. I work for the transportation company here in Toronto. So it's kind of transportation and travel is almost part of life all the time. So I do have a passion for it. And Chris, you want to talk about where you're from?
Yeah, I'm Christopher Gutierrez O'Brien, because we're married. I took his last name. I was born in the Philippines, and my family migrated in 1999. So, okay. And I also work for the city as a transit operator. So we both work for the city.
Transportation.
So how long have you guys been together?
We've been together for 13 years, married for 8 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. We've been together, my husband and myself actually have been together for 8 years now, but we've been married for 4 of those. We just had our 4th anniversary. We were looking for a cruise and unfortunately that got canceled, as I'm sure you're aware. So we have two lovely cruise credits this year. So yay for that. So let's talk a little bit about your channel. How did this all get started? Where did this develop?
It started off as a way to share, like we have some friends and family that wanted to see all our adventures, and I thought what would be the better way to show everybody rather than going around and showing my phone to everybody. I thought, well, why not put it on YouTube? So I started taking videos on our cruises and our travel and started uploading it to YouTube and showing it to all our friends and family and coworkers. And before we knew it, like words started getting around and we started getting more subscribers and more people coming in. And it just kind of grew. So we just kind of ran with it and said, we'll make it a part, like a hobby to do. Every time we travel, we'll take videos and do vlogs, we'll give travel advice, things like that. And it's just grown into what it is now. So
it's mostly like for us, like I tell people, it's more like a memory for us. Like, what, 10, 15 years from now, we could actually go back and show other people that, oh, we've been here, we've been that. Oh, we did this and did that. So
it's great right now, because if you want to go on a cruise, you just have to go on your YouTube channel and watch your own video. So
great memories from the past, right? So
that's one of the reasons, by the way, that I started doing my The Professor Travel channel, is because I have some relatives that are much older now and they can't really travel as well. There's mobility issues involved there. And by taking the videos and by editing them and putting together some really good content, I'm able to show them in just a few minutes or maybe even a half hour, you know, some really good, hey, if, you know, here's where I went to, let me share this with you. You can see all the different activities I did. And then that might even spark them to want to try and go if there's an opportunity for them to do so. So I greatly appreciate that you mentioned that. So thank you so much. Now let's talk a little bit about the places that you guys have been. So how many continents do you guys think you've been to?
So you've been on some cruises, and as you know, a cruise is a great way to see many countries at once on one trip. So
it's like a buffet.
myself, North and South America and Europe. Still have to get to a lot of the other ones. And Chris?
I've been to four, North, South America, Europe, and Asia for me.
Well, he's from Philippines, so he has an advantage.
It's kind of baked in there. So
countries so far, we've been to like 41 countries.
41?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You guys are up on me by about a little less than 20 countries. So congratulations. That's fantastic. We'll have to do some comparisons sometimes, because I got 23 under my belt and I thought I had a lot, but then I'm constantly blown away by people who are doing traveling a lot more. So congratulations on those. In terms of views on different countries that you've been to, there's some countries that have some political unrest or some civil unrest. When we talk about risk management, are there countries that you like? And I'll give you a perfect example. We planned a Baltic cruise a couple of years ago, and being a gay man and with a husband, we had to be very careful about going in there. Not, you know, we took a lot of precautions, you know, taking off our rings, making sure we, you know, dressed a little bit more butch, or whatever the case was, however, you know, you want to take it out. But I mean, I've also been to London when there was a bombing. I've been to Barcelona when there has been, what do you call it? Civil unrest in the streets because of stuff that was going on. The Republic of Catalonia is trying to become independent. I wasn't sure if you guys had already been to places like that, or how do you manage risk like so?
Well, we did the Baltic cruise, and we stopped overnight in St. Petersburg, Russia. So yeah. That's one place, as you know, like LGBT communities isn't as, I guess, open there.
Yeah.
So it's also like we didn't want to like miss out on that, because I know a lot of people would say, okay, well, that's one time I'll stay on the ship and not go there and not spend my money there because of their views on the LGBT culture and all that. So, but didn't want to miss out. So we just went on a cruise ship organized excursion and just stuck with the group. And we just kind of like took our photos and didn't really, you know, hold hands. Of course, not hold hands or anything, draw attention.
You don't want to draw attention.
Yeah. So there's also in other places, Jamaica. If you go to Jamaica, cruise lines that go to Jamaica, Ocho Rios or Falmouth, it's the same kind of thing there. The right LGBT rights there isn't the greatest. But we go there and we just go to a private beach and just kind of do our thing, and we never have any problems. So
do you guys do like research ahead of time on stuff like that?
A good example of unrest is one time we were planning to go to London to go on a cruise out of Southampton, and we had an idea to take the Eurostar train over to Paris to spend a day in Paris. His parents were coming with us.
My parents were coming with us, and I want to like do a day trip with them.
Okay.
And then I booked the train thing in advance, like the train tickets. And then as the cruise was going closer, the thing in Paris came in, like the strike.
There was a railway strike. They were doing a 3-day rotation on and off. And it was kind of like, do we go? Do we not go? And we decided not to, just in case we got stranded in Paris. So and
I was
like, missed our cruise. So it's always important to like watch the news and see what's going on in the world before you head to some of these places.
So I told my parents, is like, is it really worth the gamble of like going there? There's no problem going to Paris. The only problem is coming back to London. Because if we miss the train due to the rotating strike,
that goes
smooth. So we just decided to just like, you know what, just forget Paris, save it for another day. We lost the money, but you know what, It's I think we made the right choice.
Well, did you have travel insurance for something like that?
Or? No, we don't.
No. Spur of the moment, like the month before the
it was like, and now go.
That's
it. I do have a question specific for you, Christoph. You come from the Philippines. Obviously, there's some issues there in terms of with Duterte and stuff like that, in terms of LGBT rights and things like that. How do you address that in terms of, like, do you, like, if you were to want to go back to the Philippines, do you, you know, just to visit or something like that, do you have to keep under wraps, or like how would you address that?
I've been there, what was that? 2005 was the last time I've been there, and ever since I've never been back.
Okay.
And so far with my cousins that's been living back home, they said everything is so, they tolerate it, but they don't really accept it kind of way.
Yeah.
But I've seen like pageants and stuff in the Philippines, but like they actually tolerate it though.
Okay. All right, that's cool.
They're not really that open, I guess, to it.
I will say, I go to Thailand and I see like the shows, like there are drag shows and everything's fantastic, and it's like boom, there's no issues there whatsoever.
They have like the gay pageant and stuff, and they're perfectly
open. I watched some of the shows with them, and I noticed over the years you see more and more like gay characters in the shows. Yes. Like, was it Vice Ganda?
Vice Ganda is the most famous.
She's like a drag queen, right?
Drag queen, it's something like a drag queen.
A host. Trans.
Yeah. A trans, I don't know how they, yeah, I think she's a drag queen. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Well, it's good to know that there's some outlet there, and that's a really good opportunity. What are some countries that are on your bucket list? Like, what are maybe the top 3 to 5 countries that you guys would love to visit? Like, right after the pandemic, you have a free trip to anywhere you want to go. Where do you want to go?
For me, it's like Australia and the Polynesia.
Nice.
Bucket, like Australia, because we have so much friends in Australia, and they always keep asking us, like, when you guys coming down, like, come visit us. I was like, it's just the traveling time going there. We need at least 3 to 4 weeks to see Australia, because we have different friends in different territories or provinces in Australia, like Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, like they're all over. And we have friends too in New Zealand. So it's so bad to go there and not visit most of them. So you have to make sure that when you go there, you have to visit every single one. Otherwise, you'll never hear the end of it.
Yep. I am booked there next September or next December, by the way.
Nice. Then Polynesia, Bora Bora. Mm. That every single time I want to go book, but it's just like
I'm with Chris. I love to go to Australia just because it looks so beautiful. There's lots to see, and get to try Vegemite.
We're going to talk about that in just a second. I want to know the whole story behind this piece.
And we have lots of friends on YouTube that we've met through YouTube in Australia, so it's going to be a good time.
Awesome.
And maybe it's in a country, but it's in a continent. It's the Antarctica. That's my bucket list too. Maybe one day.
I have someone I just interviewed. They had gone to Antarctica. They've been to Antarctica actually 3 times. And wow. So I'm going to be releasing that on my channel in just a few weeks, guys. So stay tuned on that. So let's talk about some of the places that you have been and what your favorite things to see there. I noticed from a lot of your YouTube stuff that you guys have done, you're very active. It seems you do a lot of activities. Is there been like any type of things that have stood out to you in terms of the culture, whether it's been religious festivals or holidays or art or language, food, sports and recreation? Like, what are the things that when you visit a country, you're like, you know, I want to go to a country because this place has what I'm looking for, and this is really important to me to be able to see.
For me, I'm big in architecture and the other one, architecture and like the design of the building and stuff. That's why I like Europe. Like for me, history, any cities in Europe, I'll go. Like, it's one of my favorite destinations. For a cruise, I always go for Mediterranean or Baltic, I think.
Yeah, there's so much history, especially you go to a place like Greece and like Athens. You're standing in Athens and you're at the Parthenon. Just to think that how old that building is and how many people have passed through there.
Yes.
It's just mind-blowing.
Where's the other one? To Pompeii that we went? Wow, it's amazing too.
Yeah.
I got 2 places I have not yet been to. I want to do the Greek cruise. I've been to Italy 3 times and I have not been to Pompeii.
Oh, wow.
I know. I've been to like the Tuscany region up in the north, and I hit Rome, and then I did, you know, a little bit more back into Venice and Sicily, and but I keep missing Pompeii. You know, it's on the wrong side of the place.
We're the opposite. We're missing. We miss Rome and Venice. We've never been.
Oh but my goodness!
Twice or three times already in Pompeii.
Yeah. Food-wise, I love food. I love trying different foods. I'm actually. I'm vegetarian, but I also eat fish. I'm pescatarian, so I don't eat any meat.
Okay.
So Mediterranean is perfect because they have all kinds of dishes that you can try there. So especially in Greece, they got the grilled octopus.
Oh, my favorite, calamari.
My husband's vegan, so I totally am. I get exactly what you're talking about. He can't even have fish, so that kind of creates a little bit of a challenge for us sometimes. But
it's good on a cruise ship because they always cater to all your needs on a cruise ship. If you're vegan, vegetarian, gluten free, there's always an option. So that's what's good about that part.
I think that's probably. And Christoph, it was funny that you mentioned the whole. The buffet example that you used earlier about the cold idea about the cruise. The example I typically say is when I'm thinking about a cruise, I think of it kind of like a box of chocolates. It's like you try samplings of different things and you're like, oh, I like this. I didn't like that much, but I'm glad I at least did it once. So, I mean, that's how I view a cruise. So it's interesting that we have kind of a similar idea on that thing. I'm so enamored with the different foods that I go to and things, but man, you guys have got to spend more time in Italy. That is the epitome of the best food I've ever had in my life.
We try to pick destinations too where we can do something kind of active, like for example, bike riding or hiking or like paddling, like something unique, like paddling, hiking, like in Alaska or bike riding through like Paris or something like that. Something unique, and you're kind of getting exercise and also seeing things at the same time. Two birds in one stone, kind of.
So when I think we bike, we were like soaking in sweat, and then Estonia too. We bike on the old city. It was pouring rain too.
We were biking there, so it's very memorable. You always remember the time you're biking the pouring rain, right? So
the cobblestones, yeah.
The one thing I notice about Europe, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, they do have like big breakfasts and things like that, but they're constantly walking. They're constantly walking or biking. Yes. One thing that stunned me, like the first time I went to Amsterdam, is that they had these huge car garages that were filled with bicycles. And it was like, they're everywhere. It was that blew me away. So, I mean, it's a huge culture for movement, it seems.
And we also like
Denmark. In Denmark,
bikes.
Speaking of bicycles, Denmark is like lots of bikes. Like there's an area where like a parking lot, it's all bikes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, how do I find my bikes? It's like there's no park, but it's bikes. I was like, wow.
And we always, when we travel somewhere, we love using the local public transit system, like the metro or the subway. Even when we went to San Francisco, we were taking the trolleys everywhere. So it's kind of a way to see the city, how the people live.
Yes.
But like living like a San Francisco native, almost like.
Would you say that's one of your favorite places? Or would you say like in terms of public transportation, like where's the best public transportation you guys have experienced?
I think London, England's got a
London
really
good tube.
Go anywhere on the tube. It's amazing. You miss one and the next one's coming in right away. So it's really kind of cool.
I live by my Oyster card. I understand exactly what you're talking about. let's talk about the content of your YouTube site. Okay, so you guys carry a lot of different things. You talk about news sometimes, you talk about reviews, about different types of cruises you guys have been on, different lists of things that you do, whether it's and small cruise travel, larger cruise travel, savings, and tips that you have, airlines and destination videos. Then there's this topic about Marmite and Vegemite. What is this thing about? I intentionally did not look it up because I wanted to know more about it, but you even had a cake that was like constructed in the shape of like one of these things.
Oh yeah, that was a joke.
what is this about? Like
back to the friends we have who we've met through YouTube that are in Australia, and they were just kind of giving us a challenge to try Vegemite. So one of our friends actually sent a jar of it up here.
Arthur,
for Brad from Australia. And he's like, why don't you try this? I want you to try it on film and see how you like it. We did that. We took it over to his parents' house. And I tried it. Chris tried it. And we let his niece and nephew try it. Everyone had different reactions to it. But you really liked it.
Because it was my mom and my brother's birthday party, I think, that time. So it's actually the perfect timing to let people try it besides the two of us. Because if the two of us kind of be like, nah, it's kind of like there's no fun. So we let the whole family try it. And for some reason, in my culture, I think we like it, Vegemite, because it reminds us of certain cheese back home during Christmas, the queso di bola, as we call it, the taste of it and the smell of it is exactly the exact same thing.
I didn't like it.
I love it. I still have it.
We still have some. So. It's probably going to be there for a while.
Let me ask you this then. In the topic of food, because I do like food a lot, what is, do you think, the worst thing that you guys have had to experience food-wise on any of the travels that you've been on? Like, what is the, like, bottom of the barrel?
Sometimes when you do excursions via cruise ships, they do include lunches. Like, they'll say, and when you book the excursion through the cruise line, it'll say lunch included. And then we've had, like, boxes with granola bars, like, on an eight-hour day, like, things like that, or, like, really bad, like, ham and cheese sandwiches. I don't even eat ham, so it's like, well, that's all the
bread.
Take the ham off.
Like bread and lettuce. Thanks. Awesome.
When you book those excursions, keep in mind, like, sometimes those lunches aren't as great as they sound, so you might just get a granola bar or something, and you'll be hungry. So,
yeah.
I think the best one was in Costa Rica. The lunch they gave us on the excursion was
Sometimes they're good, lunch. But most times, more times than not, I'd rather not do the cruise line lunch excursion.
You'll be like, let's go back to the ship and just
grab something I see along the way or something.
I want to ask you guys if you ever tried this before. When I was in Stockholm, Sweden, I was given this licorice. It's a black licorice that's coated in salt. It is the most horrifying thing. Like, I will take a pound of, like, durian over this because I'm telling you, it is by far the worst thing I have ever put in my mouth, and that's saying a lot. So, I mean,
wow.
It's horrifyingly like, but they love it there. The way we eat sugar here in the States is the way they eat salt in there. So it's a fun thing for us. I was like, no, not for me. This is like a rite of passage.
It's like an acquired taste for everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's an acquired taste though. Uh-huh. Because like for me too, like I love like a delicacy in the Philippines, balot. Like it's
Eggs? Oh gosh!
Every time I eat it, sometimes I crave for it. Like, especially when I go to my parents, my dad always takes me to the Chinese or the Filipino store where to get it, and I buy a lot. I let my mom cook it, and sometimes I bring it home here. And sometimes he comes home and he sees me like snacking it. He's like, he turns around, like, where are you going? Come here! Like, no, brush your teeth or gurgle something before you. You know, like, why?
Don't even try it. Do you think? Have you had lumpia? Have you had lumpia?
Lumpia.
Oh yeah,
spring roll. Yeah.
Always actually, some of the videos in our channel, because of the pandemic, we haven't been able to travel as much. Mm-hmm. So some of the videos in our channel have been making some Filipino favorites.
Chris. Yes.
So we have
nice.
Yeah.
We have turon and some Filipino dessert too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Very good. I'll have to. I want to go over there and take a look at it right after we're done here, because I think I have to see a few more of them.
Coffee with Chad.
Excellent. So let's talk about some burning questions, okay? So what is the most common question that you get asked by the people on your channel?
Oh, this one is, especially for my friends or people I don't know, the most common question I always get asked, why cruising? Why do you like to cruise a lot? Like, what's with cruising that you like most? Like, you're stuck in a big ship, and you're stuck. I was like, I don't know, but for me, I love cruising. It's like, it's the best way to travel.
The box of chocolates, like you said. And then, like you said, if one of the chocolates you really like, you can go back there and spend a whole week there if you want.
Absolutely. Yeah. What is the largest cruise ship you guys have been on?
We normally sail with Princess Cruises. So probably the
newest one.
Majestic. Regal?
The biggest one.
Yeah.
I was on the Regal when I did the Baltic, and so I think that's like 5,500 people or something like that. So it's pretty sizable.
Beautiful. Yep. Good service. Good food.
It was fantastic. It's probably my favorite cruise that we've been on, actually. So, now, what is a question that you wish your viewers would ask you?
I welcome, honestly, any questions. Anything that we're always willing to help people with questions with cruise ships, with hotels, destination advice. We always welcome the comments. More questions like that. I love questions about stuff like that. So more in general.
Like even for Brad, it's like the comments. Like when we finish our videos and stuff, he encouraged people to leave comments. Doesn't matter if it's positive or negative, because that's how we learn from the comments. That's how we Short.
That's how you grow.
Yeah. That's how you grow. Yeah. Your mistakes and stuff, right?
I was always taught feedback is a gift, regardless of whether it's positive or negative. And like perfect example of this is like, let's say for the holidays, you get a box and in it is a box of socks or like a pair of socks. You're like, oh, okay, well, thank you for that. And your friend over here gets the keys to a brand new Ferrari. And of course, he's going to be very excited because it's very positive. But I mean, like, are you going to throw the socks back at the person and say, no, I hate this. Boo, you're evil. You know, you don't do something like that. It's more like, no, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's good information. And so I always welcome feedback from my students, you know, whether I'm teaching at the college or whether I'm, you know, doing my YouTube stuff. I love this. It's a fun opportunity for both sides to learn, I think.
It's more like the thought for your scenario. It's more like the thought that comes in than the actual thing that they gave you. Like even for us, like I keep telling Brad, just comments is nice. The way of growing.
Absolutely.
Because not everybody, you cannot please everyone. Like there's always one person or two that will have a different opinion from the rest of the other people.
For sure.
You can please everyone.
That's true. I tried and it's been tough.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of Global Entry and Mobile Passport, do you guys have either one of those services at all?
Here we call it, I believe it's called Nexus in Canada. So it's like basically if you're going to the United States, you go through a separate lane. And if you're driving, you go through a separate bridge across Niagara Falls there.
Okay.
It's supposed to get you through a lot faster. We do not have it, but it's probably a good idea. We probably should get it. It would save us a lot of time when we're coming and going to cruise ships in like Fort Lauderdale or Los Angeles or something like that.
Even for flying, you have a separate line and you get your own security line.
So it's probably more worthwhile. I think we should probably look at that.
Because you skip all the questions and answering because everything is in your information already.
Yeah.
It's a much faster process. I have Global Entry myself and it's good for about 5 years. I like it, but I'm always curious to find out, especially for people who travel a lot, whether or not they have anything like it or equivalent to it. So thank you so much for sharing that. What about in terms of currency? Are you one of these people that tends to want to take the cash with you when you're leaving your home country or when you actually arrive there?
Oh, I actually buy them before.
Right, before? Okay.
Yeah. Like I buy them maybe in a month or 2 months in advance just to be ready.
He's always checking the rates every time he's at the bank. He has to tell her, what's the rate today? What's the rate today? What's the rate today?
He gets so mad.
He's like an old lady. He still goes to the teller.
He gets so mad because I go like every second day to the bank. He's like, where are you going? To the bank. Like, why? What do you need in the bank? I was like, I want to ask the rate because it changes the fluctuates. So I want to make sure that I got a better rate when I buy it. To the point where like sometimes it just drives me crazy.
Sometimes you ask the teller like three or four different currencies. Yes. Like how much is the euro? How much is the pound? How much is the dollar? She's like, where do you...
I'm just traveling the world, so I just need to know this information. Come on, work with me here. No, that's so awesome. Well, again, you guys are awesome. I really want to thank you guys again for sharing your information with us. Now, for my students, they can find you either on Facebook or on YouTube at Chad Cruisers. Is that correct?
You got it right. Yeah.
And that's all one word just for the people on the podcast. It's Chadcruisers with the S on the end. Perfect.
Perfect.
Well, Bradley, Krista, I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time to do this with me today. I've learned a little bit, and I really appreciate you guys sharing the information about your channel with me. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. And for my students that are out there, if you have any questions or comments, please let me know by sending me an email at scott@theprofessortravel.com, and I'll be more than happy to respond to that. Now, if you're on YouTube right now, please feel free to click that little bell icon right at the top to be notified about when new videos come out. If you haven't already subscribed, please feel free to do so. Again, it doesn't cost you anything, and it really does help the channel out, so I thank you so much for that in advance. And speaking of thumbs up, please feel free to give us a like if you do like this video and you'd like to see additional content like this. But if you're on the podcast, by all means, please feel free to let us know what you think of us. Please rate us. As I said, feedback is a gift. So until next time, my name is Scott. I am the Professor of Travel, and please make every day a travel adventure. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
The Professor Travel is a broadcast from Orange County, California. A transcript of each podcast may be requested by contacting The Professor Travel at his website, theprofessortravel.com. For opportunities to work with The Professor Travel, feel free to contact Scott at theprofessortravel.com or contact us through YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook at The Professor Travel or Twitter at TheProfessorTR1. Make every day a great day to have a travel adventure.